This Pisgah On Demand archive presentation is brought to you by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina with 7 convenient locations. Mountain Credit Union is focused on helping you meet your financial goals. Click the banner on this page for more information. Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you. Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you by Ace Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Barbershop, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, the Board of Trade, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Mountain Credit Union. Here's your host, the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, with Pisgah head coach, Brett Chappell.
From Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah getting in the win column last night against East over at East. First win in terms of conference play for us. Certainly had a really good night all the way around. Really got out in front early. Able to kind of establish what it was that we wanted to establish. Really did a lot of good things offensively and defensively. And I think for me, just thinking back upon it, it's nice for the kids to be able to get an opportunity, coach, to look back and get the results after all the work that's put in and so many times over the course of the season that just a moment or two shy of where you wanted to be. Certainly, kids were able to capitalize last night and got a win. Against East.
Yeah, it was a good win, really good win for us, one we desperately needed, and it was good to start the way that we did, opening drive after we got the ball, take it down and score. Did some really good things there in the first half. Thought we started out really good. Focus was really good, and then we were able to start making a few substitutions in the second half, and we took quite a few kids last night with us. We didn't get the JV game in on Thursday, so we went ahead and took some of those guys with us as well and made sure everybody got in last night and got some pretty good reps with some of our backups on the varsity and got a chance to look at some of those kids and thought it was a good night overall.
Speaking of that, so as far as bringing JVs with us last night, and certainly were able to, did those – moments, those plays for them, they count against the eight quarter rule since they didn't play a game?
They do not. So we didn't count against them last night. That was one of the reasons we looked at, and they had played some scout team for us this week for against the varsity to give us a really good look. Different schedule. We were out of school 2 days mm-hmm. this past week, so we didn't practice the whole JV team, but just 2 days. We practiced them on Monday and Wednesday. And then the rest of them that we took with us last night, they stayed with us the whole time. So got some really good work in this week. And like I said, it was good to see some kids go in that we hadn't had a chance to take a long look at, just because of the way the season has gone. But really good. Good film for our kids to watch as well.
Tell me about the mentality of the kids coming out of the game last week and having to refocus. And the other thing you mentioned, too, is with regard to not having school, obviously that makes a difference. You had your fall break on Monday and Tuesday. You always have done a good job, I think, of trying to keep the schedule the same for the kids, but you start worrying about things like kids staying out later than they need to and waking up later than they need to. That have anything, did you see anything as far as the schedule change that put us off, or we were in pretty good shape?
No, I thought we were in pretty good shape. I thought the kids did a good job with it. I certainly can't tell you that they didn't go to bed late. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they did, especially on the Sunday night and probably Monday night as well. But it was a good week of practice. Obviously, that's our first time coming off of a loss in the big game. And, seeing how your kids mm-hmm. are going to react, obviously, in practice, especially on that Monday. And practice was upbeat. Wasn't a whole lot of conversation about the previous week. And, they kind of got back to work and fell right back in the groove. And, like I said, it was really a pretty good week as far as the setup went. Had some colder weather, this week in practices, but no rain. And, so we were able to go outside the whole time and had some kids filling in some spots last night because of, some injuries that we had had. So it was good to see those kids, get in there and go as well, and just an overall good night.
Did you put anything? I mean, as far as looking at East and what they brought to the table, obviously, and we talked about this, not a lot of kids out there to fill out that roster. They had, you know, obviously, I'm sure everyone going both ways, virtually on both sides. There were some things last night that we saw that, again, was super impressive. I'm not sure that there was anything that was more impressive than the pressure that we were able to generate on the quarterback. He probably took more quarterback hits than I remember seeing any quarterback take in a long, long time. Just did not have very much time to throw at all. Was that something that you looked at in terms of defensive game plan against them?
You know, one thing that we had seen on film, you know, obviously they've not had a great season this year. But the one thing that they have done a really good job of is getting the ball out of the hands quick. You know, even though we got some hits on the quarterback last night, I don't know how many sacks we had. It was
two, I think.
Yeah, for as many passing attempts as they had, it wasn't very many. And that's the one thing that we had seen on film as well. Generally, when you pass that much, you're going to have quite a few sacks. That is not the case with these guys. They get the ball out of the hands quick, a lot of short intermediate routes. Take a shot every once in a while, but for the most part, it's getting it out of his hands quick. And they did that again last night. I know we, you know, got some hits on him, and I think he came out maybe a couple of plays, one or two plays, and, you know, came back in a little bit later. But, you know, I thought the defense, you know, did a really good job. We had to, you know, use some nickel package stuff because they were so much empty. You know, and then of course just a one back sometimes with four wide receivers. So mixed it up a little bit. Again, you know, thought it was a good job by our kids to stay focused. And, you know, it was kind of one of those situations, you know, when you go through warm-ups, it's just a really dead atmosphere.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to generate your own excitement and, you know, those things. So, you know, we talked to the kids about not playing down, you know, to the feel of the stadium and all of those things, because I've been there before and we've done that and just not played really well. But last night I thought our kids did a good job, and we had some younger kids step up and be leaders for us out on the field, so that's always good to see.
Tell me what you do to be able to do that, because that seems like that's very difficult, because you're right, there's not a 180 degree difference between last week and this week, more so than what we saw.
Yeah.
Going from the energy that we saw to what we saw last night, I'm sure, as you mentioned, that's something that you thought about and talked about. How do you go about doing that?
You know, just the big thing is just making sure that the kids, and you can see it, you know, you can see it as you go through warm-ups, how focused they are, you know, if they're lackadaisical, if they're too goofing off, you know, any of those things like that. And, you know, sometimes you have to kind of keep them in check in the conversations you have with them as they're getting warmed up. And, you know, I guess you would say scold them a little bit at some point. And I only had to do that once, and it wasn't really because they were, you know, I didn't think lackadaisical. I just want to make sure to get their attention, to make sure they understood, you know, we were there to do a job and not to get caught up in, you know, the other things that we can't control. You know, we talk about that a lot with our team, control what you can control. And, you know, how we come out and how focused we are is something we can definitely control. We can't control necessarily the atmosphere around us. But, again, I thought our guys did a good job. And, like I said, we had some good young kids that kind of stepped up and took the reins a little bit. And that was really good to see.
Going to the other side of the ball in terms of offense, did a few, you know, things that were a little bit different last night, but you may have mentioned this. We saw this a lot in the second half, and you're able to get some of the JVs some playing time last night. I thought, you know, going over to the quarterback play, for example, you know, Aaron Clark obviously came out and played very, very well. I thought Connor played very well during his snaps, really good as a runner, and I was tickled to see that. Then we got a chance to look at Mahaffey a little bit in the second half, and again he continues to grow too.
Did you know it was important for us, number one, to get out to a fast start. Thought Aaron did a good job, you know, taking us down the field. We had a couple of throws that were off. I know he'd like to have back. We had the one interception, but you know, had some good stuff that we did as well. He went over 1,000 yards last night as a passer, as a sophomore. So really good accomplishment for our offense, for what they've been able to do. You know, in light of the injuries, you're talking about losing your number one receiver. And Caden probably hadn't been healthy, but maybe two or three games, you know, for the season. And, you know, to have 1,000 yards, that's a pretty big deal, especially as a sophomore. And, you know, good protection up front, good blocking by your backs as well. So a lot of stuff goes into that. But, good to see him accomplish that feat last night. And, it was important for us to get Jake some reps as well. He's been back healthy with us now for about 2 weeks. And we wanted him to get some reps in there with the ones, And I thought he did a good job.
He did.
Thought he threw the ball well, had a really nice pass to Jake Henson, big tight end for a big first down down there to goal line. And I thought he just commanded things really well. He was comfortable. You always look to see that in your quarterbacks. And, of course, we brought, Matthew in a little bit later on. And, what does he do? He drives the offense right down the field.
Yeah.
We end up, taking the knee right there at the end and just letting the clock wind down. But it was really good. I was really pleased with our quarterback play last night.
You mentioned Jake, and one of the things that we've noticed in the last two or three weeks or so, maybe it's been longer than that, last two or three weeks or so, he's right there with you in terms of getting the play calls in with the signs, back to Aaron. Seems to me he might be one of those kids that 5 years from now, he's on the sideline coaching himself. He's a pretty bright kid and certainly is invested still.
Yes, absolutely. And Jake's a kid that, has a really good high football IQ. He understands the game. He and I will talk about formations in practice, and he'll make comments to me when we get into something, when we're looking at numbers or we're making a shift, and he'll ask me questions that we're sitting back there. Just has a really big interest in calling plays and how we're setting things up, and that's always great to see. I don't know if it's something that he wants to continue with maybe later on. He and I've had conversations about that, but really bright young man when it comes to that, and has been bought in the whole season. I know he hasn't had the season he had hoped for with the injury at the scrimmage at TC, but certainly glad to have him with us. And like I said, he was in total command last night. When he jumped in, it wasn't like it was his first rodeo. He jumped right in and took us right down the field, and really good to see from him.
From their perspective on their defensive game plan, I think we sort of believe, based on what they did, particularly against Braden, that they really wanted to key on number one last night and take him out. Is that what you saw too?
They did. They were really a very aggressive defense. Even in the films that we had gotten, they moved around a lot. The backers were coming quite a bit. They were trying to create chaos, in the backfield. They weren't so much worried, about everything out in the open field. I think the big thing for them was to minimize big plays, to make you try to drive the ball and, create some chaos there in the backfield. And, when you have a lot of pressure like that, it can create some, for sure. But if when you do get a good run, it's out there, if you're through that first wave, you have an opportunity to make some, pretty good gains. I thought their secondary played pretty good as well. I mean, they kind of minimized, like what I said, the big long play as far as a long pass. We had some short passes that, our guys were able to get out in the open field and make some moves and get into the end zone. Sawyer had a good, touchdown catch on a nice little screen pass. It was just one of those games where we mixed in a lot of offense last night. We didn't really just say, well, we're going to do this and stay in that the whole time. We were able to bounce around just a little bit as far as our personnel packages and plays that we had in. So, nice little mix last night.
How much of it, as you progress through the season, regardless of who you're playing against, do you try to put in new and keep it fresh just to, sort of maintain the buy-in or investment? Is that something at all that you think about?
We do. We add a little bit as we go. A couple of new little wrinkles that we had last night that we had added in this past week. Just looking stat wise, we had 12 different rushers last night. Had 6 different receivers last night. Obviously the 3 quarterbacks that we talked about, and we were successful, I felt like, in most of our packages that we ran. There wasn't really one that we weren't comfortable bouncing into if we needed to. Sometimes you get in those situations where one set you know, becomes really good for you as you go through the game. And, you know, last week, you kind of look back at that game, our spread set was really good to us last week and, you know, stayed in that a lot and, you know, bounced into a heavy package a little bit as well, like in the overtime. But, you know, you just kind of look to see what you're having success with. But felt like we had some good plays in all of our packages last night. And, you know, it was good to see 354 yards of offense, 198 rushing, 156 passing, 19 first downs. Again, a very balanced night.
Yes.
That's the one thing we have seen throughout the season for us is we've been really balanced when it comes to yardage. I just think we've done a good job mixing a run with a pass.
Do you, you know, it's several years removed now, but did you have anybody from the time that that you were out there that came by and saw you last night or any conversations with any of those people?
We did. You know, it's always nice to be able to go back there and see some of the people that are, number one, that are still there. There's a few teachers that are still there that I got a chance to see. Some of the people that had retired, you know, and taught there, they had come back and got a chance to see them. And, you know, the really neat moments for me is when you have the players come back. So the last year I was there in 2012, I had a really good team that year, probably the best front lineman offense and defense that I've ever seen, you know, as far as me and being the head coach of a team.
Yeah.
And five of those eight linemen were there last night, so I got to see them and their families, and I got to take some pictures with them, and really good to see those kids. You know, that was a special group that I got to finish up with there at East, and like I said, it's always good to see them. I've had quite a few come to our games, you know, over here. I had a couple that came to the Tuscola game last week, so, you know, they still keep in touch with me, generally through, you know, Miss Chapel, because she's, you know, on social media more than I am, but they keep up with her, and they're always keeping up with the kids. You got to remember, Peyton was coming through school as a elementary school kid when we were there, and Bryson had was just born.
Yeah,
you know, so they remember him as a young baby. So, it, like I said, it's neat seeing that, and you know, I always enjoy those moments with those kids.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Changes are good things, and things are changing at Hometown Hardware. Transitioning to Ace Hometown Hardware, they still offer everything you need from hardware, tools, lawn and garden products for home improvement and your DIY needs. Ace Hometown Hardware. New name, same great location, and same great service. Ace Hometown Hardware. Canton, the helpful place. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton. A local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good. Are you looking to make updates or remodel your home or business? You're probably going to need an electrician. You can rely on Hanson Electric, no matter what type of electrical service or installation you need. Hanson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. With 18 years experience, you can count on Hanson Electric to show up on time and get the job done right. Call Cody Hanson at 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency services 24/7, 365 days a year. Hanson Electric, electricians you can trust for all your electrical needs. We won't leave you in the dark.
Coach, again, last night, as you mentioned, offensively very balanced. You know, you go and look at what they did offensively against us, really couldn't get a whole lot going on the ground. They, you know, ended up with, I have 174, you know, passing yards. Some of those were well after the game was decided, late in the third and into the fourth quarter. At one point, we were a point away from having the 42-point margin to have the running clock, and they were able to get a couple of scores, sort of late in that game to make it a little closer than really it actually was. But again, defensively, very solid all night.
Hunter, you said 174 yards. I had 178 total yards, but 177 passing, so they only had 1 yard rushing. They had some negative yards that were in there that, took away from the positive yards they had on rushing. We had two interceptions last night, obviously.
Right.
Sawyer had another one last night. He's played really, really good at defensive back for us. He's been really solid there. Thought Fox did a good job on the special teams again. He was solid, had a 46-yard punt average last night. His kickoffs were good. I thought our coverage was good. We attempted a 54-yard field goal, and we contemplated not doing it, and his brother has the record for 52 yards. We kicked at Brevard a few years back in a really cold night in November, and so we decided we'd give him a shot at it and see if he could get it, and he had the leg.
He did.
He pulled just a little bit left and of the goalpost, but he had the leg on it. So, like I said, we thought we'd give him a shot at it, and certainly I'd give him a shot again. For a game winner, I wouldn't think twice about it. He's got the leg to do it, but it was a good night. For the special teams as well, they did a few things different on special teams. They had a little nice little onside kick, little bloop that. Kind of got in between our guys, and it was a good job by them as well. They just got to score and was trying to keep the momentum, and, they did a good job recovering it there. We got to do a better job of, recovering that. We've certainly had our issues in that area, a couple of games, but, that's a heads-up play by them as well, and, they did a good job.
What do you teach the kids in that situation? Do you teach for the fair
catch? Yeah, absolutely, fair catch, because, if you give the fair catch signal, they can't touch you, number one, and they have to give you an attempt at the ball. And we've done that before on the other end where we've kicked one. We did it against Hendersonville back in the COVID year, and when we played in that spring and hit a nice little one right over the top, and Evan Easton caught it and ran it. You can't advance it, so once he caught it, he just kind of peeled out of bounds. But, just throw your hands up and fair catch it. But this kicker did a really good job of putting it in a place in between both of our guys. And our frontline guy couldn't get back far enough, and our next level guy or second level guy couldn't get up quick enough, and but anyways, it was a good play by them.
So again, the other thing that I'd mentioned too, I thought field position wise we were in really good shape. We worked a lot on the short field, had them pinned back for the most part, all night. And again, you mentioned Walker. I thought he hit the ball in terms of leg strength as good as he had all year last night, both in terms of the place kicking and the punts.
He's done a really good job. His brother's come in to help him a little bit. Tanner wasn't able to be there last night, but he's come in to help him a little bit on his kicking, and he's done a really good job. Walker's had probably his last three games have been really solid for us. As a matter of fact, he and I talked about that on the way over last night about how well he was kicking, and certainly we need him to continue with that as we finish out the season and, get ready for his senior year next year.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Survive COVID, now offering full-service dine-in or order from the website. By the time you get there, your food's usually ready to go. Still, slow-cooked beef, pork, chicken, and turkey sliced and pulled, and sauces and dressings to go. In Waynesville, Tuesday through Saturday, and Franklin, Monday through Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, food's so good, it will make you squeal.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton, If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency, a family-owned independent agency specializing in auto, home, business, and life insurance with over 40 years of experience, now with two convenient locations, 1656 South Main Street in Waynesville and now open at 329 Main Street in Canton. Call Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 for a free quote. Insurance for your everyday needs.
Coach, I want to do a couple things first, you know, just looking ahead to next week. Obviously, got North at this point. I understand they've had some injuries. You know, they've been down, and we talked about this. We go back to the beginning of the year, and I remember us having the very same conversation that we've really had throughout, which was, you know, had those games on the front end with Brevard and Inca. We knew that middle part of the schedule would be very, very difficult. If you get, you know, through that and have some success, you get to the very back end of the schedule that, you know, East and North probably would be having some struggles. And that's really how it's all played out. North may be a little bit better than East at this point. I don't know, but they've had some injuries and that kind of thing. We've got a good opportunity, though, to play well next week and finish out the regular season and hopefully we have a chance to make the tournament field of 32 that'll be announced I guess a week from today.
Yeah, week from today. Obviously the playoff stuff will come out, and you know, we got to, you know, we always say it and mentioned it earlier, we've got to control what we can control, and you know, we're in control of the next week. We're only guaranteed one more week for sure. You know, you and I talked about the season, kind of how our schedule sets up and kind of what we projected, how things may go. We knew that we were going to be, you know, the Brevard and Inca game obviously up front, and then we added Swain in there, you know, for the Pickens game, and obviously had David Crockett, and then we knew the middle part of our schedule. You know, the first part of our conference schedule was really front-loaded, and, you know, we've kind of seen that, and, you know, we're on the downhill slide of it now. But, again, we got to come out and just take care of what we can take care of and give ourselves a chance. You know, even if we do win, that's not a guaranteed slot. You know, it's still going to come down to that RPI. And I'll be honest with you guys, I've not even dove into any of that RPI stuff. Again, those – you know, we got one game left, and we're going to go out and do the best we can do with it and try to get a win, you know, for the varsity. And then we'll leave it up to all those guys that put those formulas in there. And if we've done enough, we'll get in. And if we didn't do enough, we won't, you know. And we'll just have to take it, you know, because that's just what we are, part of the season that we're in. And, you know, that's just the deal. So take care of what you can take care of.
I think I've asked this before, but I'm going to ask it one more time. Essentially what the state has done is they have removed an endowment game to go back to 10 games to add another round of the playoffs. Now for us, that means that about two-thirds of the teams in 3A football are making the tournament field. Are you in favor of this format, or would you rather us see the endowment come back in?
You know, the endowment was nice to be able to have, because you could float a game in there if you needed to, and you didn't have to take it. You know, it wasn't like you had to play the 11 games. You could play 10, but it let you do a little bit more maneuvering. You had less teams in the playoffs, you know, because you had taken a round back out. I think the big thing for me that I'm in favor of, and they've got their annual meetings coming up here in December, I'm in favor of going to a 5A. And a 6A, and get us two more, you know, at least one more classification, if not two classifications. Every state around us,
that's right,
is doing it. I mean, there's such a big discrepancy. And I can use Reynolds as an example. Reynolds is in, you know, the 4A division, and Reynolds is probably about, I'm going to say maybe 1,400 kids, somewhere thereabouts, you know, and they're competing with some of those schools out of Charlotte and Raleigh and Greensboro that are 23 and 24, almost 1,000 more kids, you know, than what they have. And yeah, it's just, that's too big of
Absolutely.
A gap, just way too big of a gap to have to to compete against. And they don't, you know, obviously see it so much up here because they're one of the bigger schools, yeah. you know, in Western North Carolina. They have a lot of success up here, but they've not had the success either once they
sure.
got in the playoffs, and they've got a really good team. You know, I look at Western North Carolina as a whole, and they're, in just my opinion, there are two really solid football teams, you know, in Western North Carolina right now. And I think everybody else is, you know, kind of adrift a little bit. Reynolds is definitely one of them. I think they got one of the better defenses that I've seen. And I'm going to tell you, Andrews is the other one. From top to bottom, they don't have very many kids, but they have just run through everybody. Got a big game this coming up week with Murphy. Murphy sitting there undefeated in their conference as well. Had a big win against Swain last night. So they're going to play for a conference championship. Andrews beat them last year for the first time, and I think somebody told me 40 years. So James, you know, Phillips James, I know very well. James has done a fabulous job out at Andrews, and such a great, you know, such a great atmosphere that's going to be for a conference championship. And I mean, they've made some, they beat Mitchell pretty good, and that was surprising to me, you know, that they beat Mitchell a couple of weeks ago. But the big surprise was how many points they put on. I mean, they put over 40 points on a Mitchell team that just played in the state championship yeah. last year. Yeah. And Travis has got a good team up there. You know, they've done a good job. So it's just, you know, Reynolds and Andrews seems to be just a little bit above, you know, and I know we got two undefeated teams in our conference in West and Tuscola, but those two teams I mentioned, they're pretty legit right now.
But before we head to our last break here, I did want to say this. Our thoughts and prayers are to everyone in the Jonesboro, Tennessee community. Coach Chappell mentioned David Crockett. David Crockett had an incident last night with skydivers that were there to perform before the game. The skydiver that was injured last night that we reported on has died. So, again, we send our thoughts and prayers to all those folks in Jonesboro and at David Crockett High School, as well as the family of that gentleman that lost his life. Stay with us. Brett Chappell shall be back here in just a moment.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Low rates and cash back? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Introducing Mountain Credit Union Rewards. Earning cash back is simple. Earn 1% cash back when you use your Mountain Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Just sign into our mobile app, receive e-statements, and use your Mountain Credit Union MasterCard. Don't have a card? Apply today for a fixed interest rate, no annual fee, and generous credit limits. Go to mountaincu.org to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Need a break? Feeling stressed? Let the water work its magic while you stay clothed and dry at Take 10 Aqua Massage. Relieve pain and stress with 5 customizable programs. 10 minutes costs only $17. Take 10 Aqua Massage is open 7 days a week. To schedule your Aqua Massage, visit Facebook or take10aquamassage.com or call 734-6910. Take 10 Aqua Massage, 1446 Delwood Road in Waynesville. Leave your stress behind.
Final segment this morning, Coach. Obviously going into the game next week against North Henderson, as we just mentioned. Certainly want to talk about the JV program. Continue to be in a situation where they'll finish up this week with yet another conference championship. Certainly proud of that group. We saw a lot of those kids last night that played well, but one more time for those kids to get a game under their belt and certainly and hopefully get a win against North Henderson.
Absolutely. Those kids have done a really good job. You know, this will be, you know, obviously with the forfeit or canceled game this past week, they have clinched at least a share. If we were to lose this Thursday, we'd share it with West or Franklin. I'm not sure which one won Thursday night in that JV game. Both of them just had the one loss to us. But they will clinch at least a share of the 6th consecutive conference championship. They got a chance to have another undefeated season if we finish out 21 game winning streak. Those kids have done a really good job. you know, had got some really good sophomore leaders up front on the lines, and you know, really young in the back end, yep. really skilled players, and it's been a really good mix. Kids have come a long way since game number one against Brevard. That was an overtime win. Yeah. So they've done a really good job, and got to see some of them last night. I'm hopeful we can get in the playoffs and, you know, pull some of those kids up and, you know, have some more practice time with them, you know, help get them better as we move along.
When you think about that, you don't necessarily want to say, okay, we're just going to suit up everybody. You want to get as much out of it as you can, you know, both for those kids in the long term, but it's also about, again, trying to be and maintain competitiveness and going into the playoffs.
Absolutely. And they helped give us a really good look. We saw that this week as far as scout teams. I mean, they did a really good job for us, and of course, they got an opportunity to get in there, and I thought they took advantage of it. You saw a lot of them get mixed in on the defensive side, you know, with some varsity kids. We didn't so much do that on offense. We kind of wholesaled everything and brought the whole offense in for the JVs, and it was just really good to see. I mean, that's good reps for those guys. And again, the kids that you know, don't get to play as much sometimes, they got really good reps last night. I mentioned 12 different runners last night, 6 different receivers. So it was good to see all of that happen and get a good mix in there and get a great win.
Absolutely. So we'll go into next week again, the final game at North Henderson. At Irwin High School.
At
Irwin High School, we'll be playing North Henderson to finish things up. That'll be a home game for us. Again, I'll make mention of this too. They've done an outstanding job treating us very well at Irwin High School. I know that those folks are looking forward to it. That's the high school district that I work in. My elementary school is in that high school district. I know they're looking forward to having us there. Talk to their principal, who's a Pisgah alumni, Chip Cody, just a couple of days ago. So they're looking forward to hosting us, and hope that our people can make our way over newfound and head to the game. Go ahead, Seth.
It is by far been the best host for us, you know, over these 2 years, and I'm hopeful that we don't have to do this again next year, but that has been the closest to home games for us. I can't thank those people enough over there at Irwin High School and the hospitality that they've given us. Our fans seem to like it there. I know our kids do as well, and we really, really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Again, we'll look forward to that game. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe pregame. We'll have our 7 o'clock kickoff or 7 o'clock game call again over at Irwin against North next Friday, and then we'll be right back here for the Brett Chapel Show next Saturday morning. Stay with us until then. Again, so long, everybody.